Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
As we continue on our journey through the core 52 verses identified by author Mark Moore, tonight we come to the book of Daniel, and we are going to actually look at two verses, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And I want to give you those verses as the theme of tonight's message. So this is Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. And our title tonight is Son of Man. The Bible says this: I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. You might recall that Jesus uses that title, Son of Man, in speaking about himself several times in the Gospels. In fact, theologian Wayne Grudem says this about Jesus' use of the title, Son of Man. The title Son of Man is used 84 times in the four Gospels, but only by Jesus and only to speak of himself. In the rest of the New Testament, the phrase the Son of Man with the definite article the is used only once in Acts chapter 7, verse 56, where Stephen refers to Christ as the Son of Man. The unique term has its background in the vision in Daniel 7, where, and as our verses tonight tell us, there's this vision of the Son of Man coming before the Ancient of Days and being given power and dominion and authority. Specifically, that he was given dominion and glory and kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. Grudem says further that it is striking that the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, clearly indicating that the Son of Man was coming from heaven and was coming to be given eternal rule over the entire world. And this is a point that the high priest did not miss in Jesus' trial just before his crucifixion. I want you to go with me now to the house of the high priest, and I want you to hear from Matthew chapter 26. This account, what Jesus says, and how the high priest responds. This is Matthew chapter 26, verses 57 through 68. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witness do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spit in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ, who is it that struck you?" Notice that when Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power, that's when the high priest tore his garment. The high priest was not supposed to tear his garment, but in the face of what he deemed to be such blasphemy, his response was so visceral and his response needed to be so grand, because truly, if somebody was claiming to be the fulfillment of Daniel's vision, who was not the fulfillment of Daniel's vision, then this would be blasphemy. You and I know that Jesus is the fulfillment of Daniel's vision. And so when the high priest tore his robe, it was because he did not understand who Jesus was. And as a result, the chief priests, the leaders, the elders condemned Jesus to death. and he went to the cross. That's a big deal. So Jesus is saying, I'm the fulfillment of this prophecy in Daniel chapter 7. I am the Son of Man who has come. And from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power. You will see him coming on the clouds with glory. It's the same sort of authority that Jesus referenced in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. What did he say? He began by saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So again, Jesus is saying, he is the one, he is the Son of Man to whom has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. And then when we look forward to Revelation chapter 19, we see that as Jesus comes, he comes with power and great glory. Listen to this. This is Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. This is John the Apostle speaking. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has written a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And indeed, this is Jesus, the one to whom every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one that shall not be destroyed. We trust and follow Jesus because he is Lord, and in his kindness and in his mercy, he is also Savior. Aren't you glad that our great judge, the one who will rule over the cosmos, is also the one who has extended his hand to us and said, come to me, follow me, and I'll make you clean. And so tonight, we reaffirm our desire to trust Jesus and to follow Jesus, to serve Jesus and to worship Jesus, to magnify Jesus that all people may know that there is one coming who will rule over the cosmos, and he desires to extend his mercy to anyone who will come to him, turning away from their life of sin and receiving him as Lord and Savior. May it be so. And may we be faithful with that message. Would you pray with me? Father, we love you and we thank you so much for this great interpretation of this great vision given to the prophet Daniel. We're so thankful that Jesus is the fulfillment, that he is one like a Son of Man and who came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. We're thankful for the eternal reign that was given to Jesus, and we worship him freely this day. We pray, Lord, that you would help us help others trust and follow Jesus, that they might freely be forgiven and welcomed as children of God, washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, and they might worship alongside the church as we say, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And as we approach the end of this week, once again, we join together our hearts and our minds and our voices to pray that prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, and in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight, and we hope you'll join us Friday at 6:30 for Friday Night Virtual Vespers as we look at a classic song, There's Something About That Name. We'll see you then.